Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, a report I never even got to in the last 2 hours. I now have to read my own reports at drudgereport.com. Go to drudgereport.com. Up there in the very top links, as it shows Obama-geddon taking place. Investors flee. China dollar to be discarded by the world. Pollster, Americans are pre-revolutionary. That's an Infowars.com Paul Joseph Watson article. S&P, 1 in 3 chances U.S. will fall another notch. Moody's threatens. Limbaugh, Obama, debt man walking. Gold smashes all records. Bank of America hammered. And if you scroll down on drudgereport.com, you can read Barackalypse Now. Webster Tarpley, I know that I start frothing, but that's what exciting talk radio does anyways. I don't do it on purpose and interrupting constantly because we're in such trouble. But I am completely freaked out. I mean, I'm not just up here saying we're in deep trouble, because it's fun to do on radio. I mean, this is happening worse and faster than I thought. I want to have you back up in the next few days to do a whole hour on what's happening and also solutions. But briefly in the time we've got left, Webster, I know that you are a learned man who I respect. And I've done a lot of research myself, so I know bona fide when I see it. And I believe in a lot of your solutions. Once we've gotten to this collectivist system, you know, there's only one way to extricate yourself out, and that isn't pay everything to the bankers. I get all that. But they're not going to do what you've said. They're not going to do what other economists have warned about. They're not going to do what Dr. Roberts talks about with truly investing in domestic production. That's not happening. So with the runaway crazies we've got running things and bankers who said they want to implode this country to consolidate it, where are they taking us? Where are we going to be next week, a month from now, a year from now, if we don't change course?
Well, I would say, first of all, on the euro side, there's going to be a concerted attempt to escalate the euro crisis between now and the end of the month of August. Because, again, this is the month when everybody in southern Europe, be it Italy, Spain, Bavaria, right, any place that's Catholic, by about August 15th, they shut down just about completely. Germany, somewhat the same thing, even in the northern parts. So you have very low volumes in these bond markets. Perfect time for the hedge fund hyenas from New York and London to come in and make their attacks using credit default swaps. So look for the attack on the euro will escalate. And again, Belgium and then France. And then it's at the point that France comes under attack, I hope people realize this is indeed a world economic depression. That's their side. Now, on the U.S. side, remember, the depression comes in three waves, right? 1929 is a crash, 1931 a European banking crisis. Then it comes back to the U.S. as a terminal banking panic, 1932, 1933. So we're now in the second wave of the current depression. But you can already see what the third wave, or whatever it's going to be called, the third wave looks like: banking crash here. Take a look at the bank stocks today. As you say, led by Bank of America with these other places, Genworth, Citibank. Look at those European banks I mentioned before. But in particular, the U.S. ones and the British ones. Look for something dramatic to happen there. Who is the next Lehman Brothers? Who is the next Bear Stearns? There are lots of candidates. Again, just pick up any website about the bank stocks, and you'll
see. And the Super Congress has the power to give them more zombie bank bailouts now.
Right. Well, that's the other thing is, why is this happening now? One of the things is the Obama stimulus, rotten as it was, still had some effect. And QE2, rotten as that was, at least propped up the zombie banks and the hedge fund hyenas. Now, the stimulus is over, the QE2 is over, and they're confronted with the fact that we're still in the depression. The other thing is, the Dodd-Frank FinReg was supposed to solve these problems. The Dodd-Frank FinReg from a year ago is an absolute obscene joke. It didn't do anything. Time to go back and have a real FinReg. But,
all right, Webster, thank you. We're going to have you back up in the next few days. I'll have Jaron talk to you right now about when is a good time to get you on for a full hour, so we can also take some calls. Nomi Prin's coming up to continue to look at this stock market plunge that's happening right now.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
My friends, I can barely contain myself right now. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can read a detailed report that Paul Joseph Watson put out this morning. It's posted right up in the right-hand breaking news corner of drudgereport.com from Infowars.com. Pollster, Americans are pre-revolutionary. Just 17% believe U.S. government has consent of the governed. Well, they know that you're awake. That's why they just transferred the power to the Super Congress, the Austerity Congress. 12 members, with Obama with a veto, a 13-member council. And they've got Pat Cadell, pollster at Rasmussen, other major polls. I don't just believe one poll. We've got a whole index of polls showing the same numbers or worse. Some are as low as 9% approval rating. The results of this survey indicate that Americans are now pre-revolutionary. That's a quote, says pollster Pat Cadell, who described the outcome of the poll as unprecedented. This conclusion follows Cadell's observation last November that a sea of anger is churning amongst Americans who want to take their country back, and that the nation stood on the brink of pre-revolutionary movement. Now, here's the deal. We've got to get the left and the right and libertarians and everybody to go, wait a minute. It's not about Obama the puppet as much as it's fun to hate him. It's not about the puppet George W. Bush as much fun as it is to hate him. It looks like a demon, acts like a demon. You got to get past these people to the big mega banks and the derivatives that they got us in Europe to sign on to that we don't owe. Look, our $14.5 trillion deficit, easy to deal with. They're trying to tell us it's about pension funds and Social Security. We're a rich country. We're fiscally solvent. And the Svengali trick here is for the bankers to get us to sign on to $1.5 quadrillion, $600 trillion, the Washington Post says is the U.S. share, get us to sign on to this, and then make us think it's all about the $14.5 trillion that we actually have spent. It's a joke. The zombie banks are the problem. And they're going to hold us all hostage. Now, joining us for the next 20 minutes or so is Nomi Prinz, journalist, best-selling author. She's got a new book coming out in October, and we'll have her on. Before becoming a journalist, and Nomi couldn't watch what she was seeing anymore, so she left. She worked on Wall Street as a managing director at Goldman Sachs and running the international analytics group at Bear Stearns in London. She was analyzing the big spectrum. And so she was piloting a Star Destroyer for these people. She joins us now, Nomi Prinz, not Naomi, Nomi, N-O-M-I, Prinz.com, links up on Infowars.com. I want to get her view on the Super Congress, on the hypocritical rating agency. She's got an article out under that title. I want to get her view on where we're going, because from my research, this is a planned implosion, but it's a black hole so giant they've created that it may suck them in with it, like Bank of America plunging in the stock right now. This could be the beginning of a major rout. Could this be bigger than 2008? Nomi, what say you?
Well, we've talked about this, and I continue to say we have never, since 2008, been in any kind of a recovery. This has all been going on and down behind the scenes and also right out in public view. We don't have a handle on all of the assets, all of the toxicity, all of the debt, everything that was created by the banking system in the run-up to 2008's official crisis, and since then, that is still globally dispersed and declining and degrading the global economy as we speak. So there's a couple things going on here, and it's the rating agency coming in and downgrading is one aspect of many things going on. But the bottom line here is that banks created a mess. Banks profited from the mess. And yes, some might go down and some might have their stocks go down, but they made a whole lot of money on the run-up. They can position themselves to short or to not value the securities that are still on their books because the accounting, the Financial Accounting Standards Board says they don't have to, and all sorts of other tricks. Meanwhile, they are floated by the government, by the Federal Reserve, by a whole lot of subsidies that we have no control over, we don't vote for, and that is how they continue to thrive and do what they're doing with no repercussions. We feel the repercussions, and today's mess in the Dow is just one aspect of so many repercussions that we've been feeling and will continue to feel.
Well, very well said, Nomi. So where are we going from here now? From your expert position of research and knowledge, where are we right now?
I think right now we're in the middle of a massive global downfall, and that's because, for one thing, if you don't fix problems, they don't go away. The only group of people who think they might go away if they're not focused on fixing them are the people in Washington. And as you rightly say, it doesn't matter what party they're from. It doesn't matter who selected which Treasury Secretary. It doesn't matter who's even running the Fed. It's a concerted denial of today's problems, definitely, and problems that were emerging. And today's problems and today's debt, for example. The $4 trillion of extra debt that have been created in just the last 2.5 years, as you rightly said, have not been created because we had to save Social Security or because, we're giving too much away to workers and we're helping the labor economy and we're creating jobs. That's obviously clearly not what has been going on with the debt that's been created. And it's interesting. I think one of your listeners sent this to me. I'm not sure. There's a U.S. national debt infographic at the White House's website. Links on my site. I'll send it to you. But they have $3.6 trillion worth of debt created in the last few years that they label economic and technical changes. They don't say. No, I know. It's laughable. And by the way, that doesn't include, we do know that there was a stimulus package. That was an $800 billion package. That's not in that $3.6 trillion, right? The $3.6 trillion is just this laughable, general unaccountable behind it type of moniker for basically saying we gave a lot of stuff to the banks. We printed a lot of money to really flow what was going on. As we talked about on your show last time, the banks, for example, hold $1.6 trillion of treasury bonds that they basically got from the Treasury, gave to the Fed, receive interest from the Fed, doing absolutely nothing of any kind of productivity for the U.S. economy or any individual in the United States or globally. That's just one number of that $3.6 trillion. That's just $1.6 trillion of it, and it goes
on. Well, look at the big six megabanks, record bonuses, record profits. But at the end of the day, how are they going to operate when their parasite economy has destroyed what's left of the real economy? And I guess they say it's better to reign in hell than serve in heaven, because most of the experts we talk to, Nomi, they say that we've really been in a depressionary spiral for 3 years, and that this is going to deliver us on the course we're on into a real depression, and that they've set up this super Congress to be able to do whatever they want during a crisis. What do you think about the term depression, A, and B, super Congress?
Well, you know, the term depression is definitely viable. I've used it as well. And you know how back in the early part of last century, before World War I, they called the First World War the Great War, right? And then we had the Great Depression. And then by the time we got to World War II, the Great War became World War I, and we had World War II. And in that respect, we are in Great Depression too, because we have no way out of where we're at. The fact is the hole is so deep, and it's unfortunate. It's sad, and there could have been things to have been done along the way to have mitigated the problem that were just simply ignored by Washington, by global leaders, by global central banks, because they weren't actually either recognizing or, in fact, they were sustaining the banking system, the private banking system, that was really funneling debt into the economy, toxic debt, high-rated debt that allowed it to be dispersed. So the rating agencies, going back to what's just happened today, were definitely a part of this puzzle. If they didn't rate certain bad debt, certain bad assets, AAA, they wouldn't have been dispersed and sold throughout the global economy, bringing whole cities and municipalities and pension funds down with them. They were labeled wrong, and there's been no accountability for that, and it's the same lack of accountability that's created this downward spiral. Because if what is sustaining municipalities, what's sustaining local towns, what's sustaining local pension funds, what's sustaining local workers isn't real, then as much as anyone can work, as much as anyone can attempt to find jobs to
that's right. We've invested our whole economy in a planned Ponzi scheme fraud, and now the Ponzi scheme operators are saying, go down with us, let us rule you, or you won't even get 10% of what you invested. And we've got to just decide to cut bait. I want to talk about how we go after these people with you, Nomi Prinz, former managing director at Goldman Sachs, here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to play this clip of Geithner over the weekend saying, hey, the clip was reared over the weekend, saying 2 months ago, we're not going to lose our AAA rating. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Thanks for joining Fox Business. Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk. Again, if you listen carefully now, you see the leadership of the United States of America, the president.
All right, that's enough. Now, this is the same guy who said there was no danger of even a recession when we've been in a depression, and he's now running around saying that this is the, quote, greatest recession, Nomi.
Yeah, I mean, that comment, I think the rest of that clip says he goes from no chance to absolutely. I think the term was also thrown in there at the end of that clip. I was watching it on television. I think that's the same guy, and it's not even just Tim Geithner. It's what Tim Geithner represents. He just happens to be in a very powerful position to really hurt us. He's the same guy who labeled the $3.6 trillion of extra debt that's been created under the last few years economic and technical changes. It's that same denial, that same, no, we don't have a problem. You know, this debt is just created because we're in a rough spot. You know, we're in a recession. You know, people aren't making as much money. No, it's not the money that's coming in to the Treasury Department. And, yes, there can be tax changes. People can, at the top, pay their fair share. Corporations can stop.
No, but the problem is we've been tied into a fake black hole.
Exactly. That's the point. And the way that they've been attempting, they've been actually trying to fix this black hole is to make it blacker and deeper. And that doesn't, that can't end. They're not looking at the problem properly.
Let's look at it properly. Naomi, sorry to interrupt. Let's look at it properly on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The bankers are covering themselves with your stolen tax money while sitting around lecturing the rest of us. And the six big mega banks are using their regulators to come in and shut down local banks that actually serve the community. Nomi Prinz, NomiPrinz.com is our guest, best-selling author. She's got a new book coming out in October, Black Tuesday, a novel by Nomi Prinz. We'll definitely have her back up for that. She has another article, Ratings Agency Hypocrites. S&P downgrade carries a large dose of irony since the extra debt the U.S. has piled on recently came courtesy of S&P's moronic toxic asset ratings. They could call it moronic, but it did help the banks make trillions of fraudulent dollars and take over society. So is it really moronic, Nomi?
Yes, that's a good term. It's certainly diabolical and moronic, or some sort of combination. The S&P, of course, gets paid by these banks to rate the assets they rate. They get paid by size. They get paid by number of deals. So the more bad assets that banks can manufacture, the more money S&P gets. You know, so they don't get money from the U.S. Treasury Department, which might be why they downgraded them. But the point is, they were definitely a part of this entire scheme. They were like the stamp of approval on, you know, if they were in a car manufacturer situation, they'd be stamping an approval on the cars that have no brakes, and they would say, oh, that's fine. So in that respect, you know, they're definitely a part of this entire scheme in a bad way.
And there's a difference between being cunning and being wise. They're definitely cunning, but they are kind of like the farmer who killed the golden goose. In the 4 minutes we have left, Nomi, I've got two questions for you, and I'm going to sit back and give you the floor on these because I really want your perspective. If we don't turn things around and let these people run us into the black hole, what will our future look like, and what do you expect to unfold, versus what are solutions and ideas you have to extricate ourselves from this emergency?
If we don't turn this around, and it's not looking like Washington at this point has the solutions, and I'll get to those, we are continuing to spiral downward. The assets that were manufactured, the debt that relies on them, not just in the United States, but throughout the globe, can't go away because they are in this situation where banks can cover themselves. They can get central banks to print money. They can act as the go-between and receive debt and get interest on that debt and keep going, because the focus of the central banking system is to allow banks to float as they are. And their stock might go down on any given day, but the bigger banks, because they are so infused in this system, continue to do well and continue to thrive. And don't forget, they can short. They can be on the other side of positions. There's a lot of things that they can do that the average individual can't do. You can't short your life. You know, you can't short your job. Banks can be on either side of a lot of these financial mechanisms, and that's how the bigger ones survive. The more places they are, the more focus and influence they have, the more they survive. And sorry, on the flip side of that, the global economy continues to deteriorate because nothing of actual value is being put into it. Trading value, GDP, of which a portion is debt and the other portion is profits coming off of paper revenues from a banking system or from the corporations that they sponsor, that's not real productivity. That's not really sustaining an economy. And unless the combination of political leaders and financial banking leaders sees this and actually kind of slaps these banks into place and takes away their ability to infiltrate the financial markets and the whole global economic system in the way that they have, things are going to continue to spiral down. You know, you go back to the crash of 1929, which spawned the first Great Depression. There was a situation then where six banks also controlled a lot and got a lot of support from a different kind of a Fed, but certainly from a different form of a government, and were able to survive. The same six banks survive today in different forms. That's what we're dealing with, a very small group of very influential banks that are everywhere. That will continue to drive the economy down unless there's something in place on the other side. What can be put in place on the other side? Will to slap them into place for number one. Will to break up the banks. Will to break up their hold. Will to break up the amount of leverage and debt they can create on the back of no value and infiltrate throughout the system. More checks on what types of products they are pushing throughout the global system, an awareness on the part of towns and cities and municipalities and pension funds to not buy things they don't understand, to not create a situation where workers who think that they have a stable nest egg, say it, you know, basically drop into their retirement because they can't control what's being put into and how it's being invested. And I think from the get-go, instead of creating all this debt to float the banking system, what the White House calls economic and technical change debt, that should have been used to really help the job market, to really help people.
Absolutely. Deliver it.
Mortgages.
Yeah, Bernanke wasn't dropping money out of a helicopter. He was delivering it to the foreign bankers. Nomi Prince, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to speaking to you when your book comes out. God bless. We'll be right back with Dr. Steve Pachenik. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are back live in the final stretch here, about 27 minutes left in broadcast time. Then I'm going to have a special PrisonPlanet.tv InfoWars breaking news alert at 7 p.m. tonight in the aftermath of what's happening in the economy. We'll also have text reports out at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com, we have the weekly InfoWars Insider that goes out every Wednesday, and then it has exclusive videos in it for those that sign up for the free newsletter at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's very, very simple. It's just a little box there, and you put your email in, and then you get those news alerts. We're going to start very soon sending out 4 or 5 times a week special news blast and exclusive videos directly to folks that sign up for the email. That way, even if they shut down our websites in the future, we'll still have listeners' emails and be able to contact you that way. So, again, at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you see the InfoWars Insider banner. Just put your email in right there, and we'll see you tonight on the radio slash TV program from the new studio. for an InfoWars special report at 7 p.m. in the aftermath of whatever happens with the stock market. And I'll give you that latest info right before we leave here again in about 27 minutes. Also, this broadcast is possible because of great sponsors like PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters. The reverse osmosis systems are excellent. Check out the banners on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or simply go to PureWaterFreedom.com. That's PureWaterFreedom.com, one word, to take control of your water supply today. And lastly, let me go to Dr. Pechenik. eFoods Direct is celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536 plus. They're already low price for a one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower than the for the same volume of food that it was when they first started back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Okay, going now to Dr. Steve Pechenik with our audience. Been listening to him now here for 9.5 years since he was first on with us and said that Bin Laden had already died and it was all staged. I then had other sources that confirmed that. He then, of course, resurfaced on the show, which we were glad to hear about because I wrote stories about him a few months ago with the May Day, May 1st Bin Laden raid. And I got him on today to briefly give us his take on the Navy SEALs' shoot-down situation, but then get into the state of the economy and the politicians we've got and where he sees this country going, because last time he was on, the interview was over, and he had wanted to get into that, and I want to get his perspective. I talked to him during the break, and I said, what's your view? And he said, well, they fly a lot of missions. It's dangerous. I don't think this is a false flag. And I respect that opinion. My smell test here is that the same unit, from the same unit, a group raiding the Bin Laden thing, we know that's totally phony. A lot of us predicted that if it was phony, you'd start seeing people dying in crashes. Either where they just tag their names on to crashes that actually happen, or where they actually kill them in crashes. And you've got the fact that it's the biggest one-day loss of life in this close to 10-year war, and it is the SEALs. The whole thing is very, very suspicious for me, because if they're saying the SEALs were there and gave Bin Laden cement shoes, and the whole official story turned out to be as phony as a $3 bill, then you've got to then investigate this. And ask, were they pulling a Pat Tillman, getting rid of some people that were going to speak out? And we have gotten that unconfirmed scuttlebutt. Dr. Pechenik, good to have you on with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure always to be on. I think at this point, I think one of the things I do work informally with people who are in the special forces, and I have a great respect for them. I've worked with them for some 20 to 30 years, different areas from Panama, the Middle East, all over the world. And I think what your public has to understand, there are times that really the Special Forces is a very elite unit. I mean, they really are elite in many ways. Their language capacity, their ability to be inserted surgically into an area and be extracted out very quickly has made them very successful. The fact that there are stories that the Osama bin Laden issue was they didn't kill Osama bin Laden. He was already dead. But the point was there was an extraction done at that area. I said they basically did go in and out. They've been going in and out of Pakistan and Afghanistan for a long while. Now, the issue here is, what is the problem in the United States? Why is it that we have a very hard time understanding what the credibility is of the U.S. military and the U.S. government, and that is because the U.S. government has repeatedly lied to us. In this particular case, you do have individuals who have been killed. They were not killed by the military. They have been killed in assignments. Basically, I can explain to you that the Special Forces, which is not only consisting of SEALs, they consist of Delta, Rangers, and other units, which I will not go into, really works 365 days a year. I mean, you have to understand what that means. That means that these guys are continuously going in a helicopter. They're going into areas that are exceedingly dangerous and terrain that is very, very difficult both to get into and get out of. And basically, in many ways, they're the only forces that can handle insurgents who really appear and disappear in matters of seconds, of minutes. And they are supported at times with helicopters that are different configurations. In this case, they had to bring in a large number of special forces, some of whom were SEALs. I'm sure the other ones were Rangers in there and other groups that I won't identify, and they were shot down. Now, the credibility of the story lends itself to some questions of, you know, is this possible, is this not possible? But I'll give you an example. Where I live here in South Florida, you have an obituary on a slain Navy SEAL who lived in South Florida. Now, if the military is going to go to the extent of telling you exactly who's slain, which units were involved, that's a lot of credibility they're putting on the line to say to the American public that this is real. Now, it's a tragedy that our men are getting killed, but it's a greater tragedy if the military thinks that they're going to continuously create stories that are not credible. And at this point, I would say, you know, let us lend our credibility to the military and give them the benefit of the doubt. But what this means to the military as they're listening to me is that you have to be very careful of what your narrative is going to be, because there's a major issue that's involved here in terms of the military. And that issue is, because of the timing, I can understand why the American public is questioning this episode. The timing, it seems very serendipitous that it comes right to the degrading of our bond and our ability to pay for military salaries and to pay for the military-industrial complex. That's number one. That would be what we call an S1 question in the intelligence community. That is, why would a story like this come out at this particular point in time when we're not able, the U.S. government, to pay out even for the FAA or Social Security or Medicare? And the answer is, if I were in the military and I wanted to create a narrative, I'm not saying they are doing the narrative, but if I wanted to create a narrative, I would say in the military in Afghanistan and Iraq, if I were that cynical and that Machiavellian, I would say, you know what, we're going to create a crash and we're going to glorify the death of some of our soldiers in order to remind the American public, who's really not behind this war, that we need an allocation of money. And by the way, do not attempt to decrease our budget, which is really directed this episode as a narrative. And I'm not saying that's what they've done, but that's what I would think of if I were involved in the military and I needed a budget redirection. I would direct this episode really to Congress and to the Senate, because the military has every congressman and senator in their pocket. And they're held hostage right now to a military-industrial complex. And what's happening is that the insurgency doctrine worked for a certain amount of time. When Petraeus developed it, there was nothing new, and Petraeus, General Petraeus admitted this was not something that was developed suddenly de novo. This has been around for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. We used counterinsurgency in the Revolutionary War. We've used counterinsurgency in Malaysia. We used it in Vietnam. So the doctrine itself has become what we call reified. It's become something of a doctrine that everybody now believes in the military is the only solution to dealing with insurgency. The answer is no. It is not the only solution, and it cannot be the only solution, because as much as we might want to get rid of extremism or terrorism, that's not feasible and it's not possible. As I said years ago, terrorism is a tactic, not a strategy. And what's happening now is we have 3 and 4-star generals who may be invested in maintaining that strategy of counterinsurgency, and they believe that the best way up the career ladder is to basically reify the concept of counterinsurgency. Well, Petraeus was brought over to the CIA. You have generals now who are 3 and 4 stars. But more importantly, what this story has highlighted for me, and in talking to some of the junior officers, that we have a major disconnect between the captains, lieutenants, the majors, and the senior officers. And what do I mean by that? The flag officers, meaning the colonels, the brigadier generals, the major generals, lieutenant generals, are really a serious problem for our military. There's a problem of careerism that's coming in that has made our military very vulnerable to another war. That is, for the first time, we've chosen this war, and we've inculcated and we've put in and placed in soldiers into two different areas, Iraq and Afghanistan. Overall, from a strategic point of view, the wars have not been successful. In Iraq, we have not built a civil society. It's basically disorganized. Any junior officer will tell you that. In Afghanistan, we have not been able to stop the Taliban. We put in Karzai, who's been a corrupt. He was on the CIA payroll, as I remembered him, was put in by Zalmay Khalilzad, one of the neocons, and it has been totally a failure. So from the point of view of doctrinal military doctrine, this has not worked. And basically the only solution to this is to have a strong enough president, which unfortunately we do not have, and a strong enough Secretary of State to withdraw the entire military from Iraq and Afghanistan because we have much greater issues that are involved here. Right now, we're involved in Mexico. Fortunately, the CIA and the Special Forces, they made a public announcement, are going into Mexico and private contractors to deal with the narcotics problem, which is on our southern border. We have another major issue, and that is the expansion of the Soviet Union and the proxies, as well as China. So we have to be prepared at the level of the junior levels, the captains, the majors, the lieutenants, to be able to afford them a military structure which is not based on careerism, but is based on their dedication to honor, glory in our country. And that's not happening. Many of our junior officers are leaving the military because they don't see an upward path to a career where they can be reimbursed for the courage and the dedication that given to
our country. Well, Dr. Pacinic, that's my next
question. Let me just go one sense further. The careerism leads into the military-industrial complex. That is, we've got 3- and 4-star generals who are serving in public companies and private companies which are making an absolute fortune, which are creating a burden on our budget. And the congressmen and senators are afraid to take down this military-industrial complex. As President Eisenhower warned us, this complex has been completely consolidated to cost us hundreds of billions of dollars and does not increase our security factor.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Sure. But I mean, that's my point. I wanted to ask you, where is it all going when the generals and colonels reportedly are in these lavish pleasure rooms, you know, on their private, you know, fancy military jets, and then the rest of the troops now are you know, flying on planes with broken toilets and fleas all over. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the reports where everything's rotting, where they're taking the death benefits of troops. I mean, there's an attitude by the ruling class in America that this country isn't going to be here soon, so just get everything you can. We've always had corruption, but now it is a psychopathic, short-term, almost nihilistic craziness. You know, it's not even a calculating corruption. It's just a wild fiddle while Rome burns. I want you to comment on that, and then where you see this country going if there isn't a reversal of this.
Well, I see the country going into where we are right now in free fall and entropy. And the basic issue is what you said. Let me go back to the military, what this highlighted. Was the fact that the retired generals and admirals get hired back as mentors, consultants to SAIC, to DynaCorp, to all the 128 bandits for monies that are absolutely exorbitant. I mean, there's one general I know of who makes $920,000 as a consultant to the a company, then makes another $160,000 as a mentor, which means that they are basically teaching our military what should or shouldn't be done, and then gets other benefits of pensions. So basically, we have to break this up. Who is we? It's Congress and the Senate. They're not strong enough to do it. The president is not strong enough to do it. It has to come from the people, through the media, social media, through organizations to say, look, more money to the military now does not mean better security. What's happening now is our junior officers are very dissatisfied with our senior leadership. And one of the things that we did not do after the in the Vietnam War, in other words, is that we got rid of the incompetent battalion and brigade commanders. And we literally got rid of them. One of my jobs was to come in and see who was effective and who was not. If they weren't effective at the brigade and battalion level, they were thrown out. That's not happening. They're going up to 3- and 4-star levels, where, in fact, it's hurting us very seriously in terms of recruiting our junior officers and keeping them there. And we have a sociopathy that's built into the military now where they need to maintain their pensions and lavish lifestyles. You said, how do we stop that? This president is not strong enough to stop it. Number one, he's never served in the military. Number two, he really is intimidated by our generals in the military-industrial complex. And three, he's supported by it. Who is strong enough? Well, the only people who could be strong enough is somebody similar to an Eisenhower, who had been commander-in-chief of our armed forces, understood our military, understood their wily ways and how they build up the military-industrial complex. We don't have that. If you look at the field right now in Republicans, there's a great article today in the New York Times, which I don't often tout, but I know the gentleman, Mr. Huntsman, Ambassador Huntsman, who claims that he can run our country and knows how to do it. He's a Mormon, happens to be a Mormon, was a governor in Utah, a nice man, very quiet. He wants civility, but in fact, he's not very competent. He was my ambassador when I was in Singapore. I was involved in the Khmer Rouge and creating an agreement and taking down the forces in Cambodia. I would say he was really not effective as our ambassador in Singapore. Then his father got him into a job with Reagan and then got him a job in China and Taiwan. I'm sure he donated money.
Dr. Pachinik, we got a break. We're going to come right back with Dr. Pachinik on the other side, where he's getting into these different presidential candidates. Stay with us, and then we'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock at Prison Planet.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery.
all Americans should be concerned.
Back tonight, 7 o'clock at PrisonPlanet.tv in the new studio. It's an InfoWars special report, not the nightly news report, but a special report on the aftermath of the stock market plunging. Dr. Pechenik, we'll obviously have you back up to take calls in the next few weeks and get into more details, but what are you getting at with these Republican candidates? I mean, you're saying that none of them are that good. Ron Paul's talked about bringing the troops home from the wars, but I guess you think he's doesn't have what it takes?
Well, no, I think Ron Paul, with all due respect, he's a physician. He's been there 20 years in Congress. I mean, he's talking about libertarian theories, but he's receiving a paycheck every week. You know, basically, he lives a lifestyle that contradicts his own statements. What I really were looking for, I'm looking for a leader who's coming forth that's not present in the Republican ticket. It's not possible. And I'm addressing this to Fred Malik and Roger Ailes and those who make the determination. And I'm saying to Fred Malik, get rid of Huntsman, get rid of Romney, get rid of the rest of the ticket. I think you should think seriously about recruiting Jeb Bush, who's a serious governor, unlike his brother. He's a contemplative man. He's had experience. He's been in business. I'm not pushing forth the Bush family, but I think of all the elements there, Jeb is most like his father, Bush Sr. The other one that I would think of is Petraeus. I think that he has to seriously think about the possibility of running for president, because right now we have a lacuna of leadership. It's going to get worse. It's compounding worse. You have a president now, Obama, who's willing to cut back on Medicare but has no second thoughts about raising $34,000 within minutes of the time he tells the country that we have to sacrifice, but he's not sacrificing in order for his own reelection.
Yeah, but I mean, Doc, come on. I mean, Jeb Bush, obviously not as disingenuous or demonic looking as his brother. George Herbert Walker Bush, I know you worked under him and respect him, but this is all part of the same old political guard that has helped bring America to this point. I mean, start getting off into a Petraeus or something. I don't know enough about him. I mean, obviously, Ron Paul has been there fighting in Washington and standing on his principles. And he's been right, you know, politically on what he's called for. And I know he's turned down pay increases and things. We'll have to have you back to debate this. But, I mean, I guess you know Jeb Bush. You like him?
What I'm trying to say is we can break the system and we can change it. But right now, the only one who's not in that system and that's within the military-industrial complex and understands it and can do something about it may be Petraeus. But all I'm saying is right now that we are desperate and we need leadership. The Republican ticket is not a viable ticket. It's wasting time, money, and it's wasting the credibility of a party that right now is basically fragmented. The Tea Party was a good attempt. I think its intents are real. I don't disagree. Listen, every politician is basically disingenuous. By the very nature of politics, you have to be egregious. You have to, as Napoleon once said, you have to climb the sneaky ladder of success and be polite and be affable. And then once you get to the top, you're basically ruthless and authoritarian. That's the nature of the political system and authoritarian. Unless we break up the entire government and get rid of 560 representatives, I don't have a problem with that, and devolve the power away from the presidency. But we're not ready for that, Alex.
By the way, now we've got this creepy, now we've got this creepy super Congress. Steve Pechenik, the website, stevepechenik.com. Doc, thanks for coming on with us to give us your perspective on the Navy SEAL situation and the politicians, and we'll have you back up again to continue to give us your perspective. Thank you so much. Like I said, I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're reworking the site, about to launch some new pages and formats very soon. That'll be right up there on the front page of PrisonPlanet.tv. And some big new reports at InfoWars.com. Bankers launch next leg of planned economic collapse.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.